Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report. Good morning there, Ruth.
Good morning, guys.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Can't complain. We're going to slide into more comfortable weather by Tuesday.
Oh, good. I'm sure to do some rain.
This is infinitely more comfortable than yesterday.
Well, we're going to get a lot of rain tonight, anywhere from 1 to 3 inches of rain from late this afternoon into tomorrow morning.
Oh.
Yeah. Hopefully it'll come in nice, easy, not the runoff type of rain.
Yeah, just gently.
Yeah.
Gently.
Well, we came through a busy weekend here, Ruth.
Yes. Lots of things went on and lots of things coming on.
Oh, yeah.
Canaan Railroad Days is in full swing, as we know, and lots went on this past weekend. There'll be many more activities. We have, just to highlight a few, the ping-pong toss coming up this week, on Saturday, of course, the parade and the fireworks, and will you be Grand Marshal again, or whatever?
Well, it's not Grand Marshal. They're never going to make me Grand Marshal of the parade, but I am the MC of the parade.
It just seemed like the Grand Marshal.
I do believe I will be emceeing the parade again this year. I was asked, and of course, it's been so long now that.
Good. Well, we'll probably the town will be bustling this week.
And the ping pong ball drop is all part of Family Fun Night on Thursday at Lawrence Field.
Lawrence Field, which is Thursday.
Yeah. And Wednesday at the Bitterman Center, they've got a free dinner.
Yes.
And of course, the St. Martin de Tours, I hate that name. I know. I love pokes. Mm-hmm. I just like the way it used to be called. But anyways, their annual festival is going to be on that Saturday. And that Saturday is just full of lots of stuff.
Just full. Yes. Yes. Family Fun Night with all sorts of activities at Lawrence Field. And then on Saturday, it really revs up with flea markets and parades. And, the chicken barbecue at St. Joseph's. St. Martin of Tours has loads of things, ending with their chicken barbecue, which always sells out. So if you want it, make sure you get there at a good time.
And see Dave Barger there. That's right.
So busy time up in Canaan.
Also the Gene Lloyd Fund.
Then the breakfast on Sunday, the ambulance barn, and then the road race.
And then on Saturday, also the Gene Lloyd Fund has their annual clam bake.
And the clam bake over at the ski jumps in Salisbury.
And if you don't like clams, you don't have to buy the ticket. And if you can't buy the ticket because they're all sold out, and they do sell out the 350 tickets, you can just go buy hot dogs and hamburgers and support it that way.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's always so. No excuses for sitting home on Saturday.
No, and today, that rummage sale in Cornwall is wrapping up today, this morning.
Exactly. I was just going to say, if you're looking for bargains, get over there because bag sale day from
9 to noon.
Fill a bag from 9 to noon. Yeah. So that is incredible. I was up there, and you just cannot imagine the inventory. It's incredible. So
it's at three different locations, Mohawk Mountain, the United Church Congregational Church, and Town Hall.
Yeah. So loads of places to go. We had, this week we also had the court ruling on the Metcalf paving appeal in Canaan. Court said it had no jurisdiction, so it had to dismiss the case for against Metcalf with the Planning and Zoning Commission. It was to stop all asphalt plants in the town, and the ruling was they couldn't rule. Caucuses have started, and
Sharon's is today, I do believe.
Is it?
I think it's today.
We had the one in Salisbury last week, and Curtis Rand and Christian Williams are running again. There were a couple in Falls Village. Henry Todd is running again. That was last week, and then there'll be a few this week to catch up on. North Canaan's Republican is tomorrow night. And we'll have to catch up and get all those names. And all local. This is the year of the local elections. So please be apprised of that, folks, and get out there and vote. And we had a cute little touch of truck in Cornwall for the summer school, and it was well attended, and the town crew and the volunteer fire department came and helped. Back to Canaan on the railroad days next Saturday also. The Historic Center is putting on a little program to raise money for this fabulous collection that the town would like to purchase. Goes back years and generations. It's one individual who has collected an incredible amount of stuff and important things about the town, and the town would like to buy it for $20,000. So they're going to have this little gathering at the History Center with games and refreshments, and I hope you folks check that out amongst all the other stuff going on. And across the street from you, the work has begun on the town green.
Work has been done. They're putting in this, the drainage and everything like that. But folks, don't worry about it. The Sharon Arts and Crafts Fair is still scheduled for the first weekend in August. It's that will be held on the green.
And the book sale and book fair is coming up as well.
Same weekend.
Yeah. Yes. So, but the work is incredible. They've hit rock, so they really are clinking and clanking over there to dig. Busy times.
Yeah, today in Sharon, the Historic District Commission meets. Salisbury Planning and Zoning is meeting today. Let me see if I got anything else on here.
Kellogg is having a special meeting on Thursday evening, and if you could get somebody to video, it might be interesting.
I have heard, and that is on the agenda.
Very good. Okay.
That is on the agenda.
On the agenda. And on Friday night in Cornwall is a special meeting, that important town meeting, to appropriate $10,000 towards the study for the new water septic study that they're hoping to continue, and this will give them some more funding for that.
Now, also, the Salisbury-Sharon Transfer Station Building Committee was going to meet at the new transfer station site last week. Well, with the weather, they didn't meet. That is now set for Wednesday, and they'll meet there on Wednesday, Route 44. So if you want to go,
it's 5:30, isn't it?
Yeah, 5:30. Yep. If you want to go, you can see their meeting there and take a look at a lot of cement.
Yes.
That's basically what's there right now.
A lot of cement, a lot of dirt, yes.
you got to start somewhere.
That's true, yeah. But it's going to be an incredible facility once it's done. Yeah, we had a tour a couple of weeks ago, and it's amazing. Everything is falling into place there.
And the other good news is Eddie Meza got all the roofing done now. The trusses are on, the car wash, which looks like it's going to have 3 indoor bays plus 2 outdoor bays. Is coming along, and
where is this?
Military.
Right where the old car wash used to be on the state line there.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So
so this will be good. There's going to be a place.
Well, people were complaining, especially boaters that go to Lake for Lake, because they used to wash their boats off before and after going into lake.
Well, they had to.
Yeah, you had to. So they're going to be, a lot of boaters are going to be very happy again, and a lot of people that have cars are going to be happy. So
wow, that's great. That's terrific.
I'm trying to get him to talk to serve pizzas there too, but I don't think he will.
Knowing Eddie, he could figure it out.
Sometimes Marshall's synergistic ideas lack a certain je ne sais quoi.
All right. Well, speaking about sais quoi,
I can just hear this conversation between the two of you.
Mm-hmm. We have to say quoi goodbye right now.
Before we go, I think we should just our condolences to the Gee family.
Yeah. Absolutely horrible.
Horrible accident. And
it's been a very unlucky year in our area for certain things.
Yeah. So, I mean, they are an integral part of the community, and our thoughts, everybody's thoughts, I'm sure, are with them at this time. So.
Very tough, very, very, very tough time.
Yeah.
All right, Ruth.
Okay, onward, and we'll, if not before, I'm probably see you Saturday.
All right, I'm sure our passes will cross.
Yes, I'm sure. Okay, take care, Jill. Take care, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio.